# Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course. Data Analysis Essentials for the Vice President in Financial Services. In this stage, we will embark on a journey to gain a foundational understanding of data analysis and its critical role in decision-making within the financial services industry. As a Vice President, your ability to leverage data effectively can significantly impact your organization's strategy and success. By the end of this session, you will be equipped to articulate the key concepts of data analysis and understand its importance in your role as a decision maker. # Main Content. # Introduction to Data Analysis. Let's begin by defining data analysis. At its core, data analysis is the process of inspecting, transforming, and modeling data to discover useful information, inform conclusions, and support decision-making. In the financial services industry, where data is abundant, the ability to analyze and interpret that data can distinguish successful leaders from the rest. For instance, consider a scenario where your company is analyzing customer feedback. By examining this data, you can identify trends and areas for improvement, ultimately leading to enhanced customer satisfaction and loyalty. Additionally, data analysis can help detect patterns that may not be immediately obvious. For example, a bank might analyze transaction data to uncover patterns of fraudulent activities, enabling them to take preventive measures and protect both the institution and its customers. # Importance of data in decision making. Now, why is data so pivotal in decision making? In a rapidly evolving industry such as financial services, relying on intuition alone can be risky. Data provides a solid foundation for making informed decisions. For example, by analyzing market trends and customer behavior, you can better predict future outcomes and adapt your strategies accordingly. This data-driven approach enables you to minimize risks and seize opportunities, ensuring your organization remains competitive and responsive to the market's demands. Moreover, data can help you measure the effectiveness of your decisions. By tracking key performance indicators, KPIs, you can assess whether your strategies are yielding the desired outcomes and make necessary adjustments. For instance, if a new marketing campaign does not lead to increased customer engagement as anticipated, analyzing the data can help pinpoint where the strategy may have fallen short, allowing for timely corrections. # Key terminology. Data, information, metrics. As we delve deeper into data analysis, it's essential to understand some key terminology. First, we have data. Data consists of raw facts and figures without context. For instance, a series of numbers representing monthly sales figures is data. Next is information, which is data that has been processed and organized to provide meaning. If we take those sales figures and compare them against previous months, we gain insights that can inform decisions. Lastly, we have metrics. Metrics are quantifiable measures used to track performance. In financial services, metrics such as return on investment, ROI, and customer acquisition cost, CAC, are crucial for evaluating success and guiding future actions. To illustrate, consider a bank's data on loan applications. The raw data, number of applications, amounts requested, approval rates, becomes information when it is analyzed to reveal trends such as the types of loans most frequently applied for or the demographics of approved applicants. The metrics derived from this analysis, like the approval rate or average processing time, can then help guide operational improvements. # Understanding data types. Qualitative versus quantitative. Moving on to data types, we primarily categorize data into two types: qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative data refers to descriptive information that can be observed but not measured. For example, customer feedback that describes their experience with your service is qualitative. On the other hand, quantitative data is numerical and can be measured. This includes metrics like the number of transactions processed in a month. Understanding the difference between these types is vital, as it influences how you analyze data and draw insights from it. For instance, while qualitative data can provide context and depth, quantitative data can help validate trends and patterns. Consider a case where a financial institution gathers qualitative data through customer satisfaction surveys. This data might reveal that customers appreciate personalized service but feel that wait times are too long. Meanwhile, quantitative data from transaction logs can show the average wait time in branches. Together, these data types provide a comprehensive view of customer experience, allowing you to make informed decisions about resource allocation and service enhancements. Conclusion. In conclusion, Stage 1 has provided you with the foundational knowledge of data analysis and its significance in decision-making within financial services. As we move forward in this course, remember that effective data analysis is not just about numbers. It's about telling a story that drives action. By understanding the importance of data, key terminology, and the distinction between data types, you are better prepared to harness the power of data in your role as a vice president. Reflection questions. 1. Reflect on a recent decision you made in your role. How could data analysis have influenced that decision? 2. Can you identify an area within your organization where data analysis could improve outcomes? 3. What strategies can you implement to foster a culture of data-driven decision-making within your team? Engaging with these questions will deepen your understanding and application of the concepts discussed today. Thank you for participating, and I look forward to our next stage together.